Until the Maryland tobacco buyout began in 2000, tobacco was the base of Calvert County agriculture and economy. From the time the first colonists landed here, people have made a living growing tobacco. Recently, market forces and government initiatives have severely impacted the tobacco trade in Southern Maryland. The evidence of this former livelihood is clearly present in the hundreds of tobacco barns that still survive. The barns, built in a unique way to allow hanging tobacco leaves to dry out, tell a story. This story is built on the backs of African Americans who, first through slavery and later through their own farms, grew tobacco. Farming tobacco is and always has been an exhausting and challenging endeavor, but many did not have the choice to turn away from it. As you notice these barns, try to envision the men, women, and children who labored in the fields around them.